Well, welcome back to the show. And now we've heard a little about how to get ready ahead of the convention. So let's find out what to expect once we get there. And for that, we turn to Christy Meyer, Communications Director for the National FFA. And Christy, it's wonderful, of course, to have you join us this week.
Happy to be here.
So as we mentioned, convention is just days away. What's the latest on registration, and can we maybe expect another record-breaking year?
Yeah, we're on track for a record-breaking year, actually. We looked at our numbers last week, and we're ahead of where we were at this time last year. So last year, if you remember, we had 69,944. So we are hoping that this year we will definitely be over that 70,000 mark.
Well, that would be fantastic. Well, let's get into some of the particulars of this year's event. Of course, there's always a great slate of speakers lined up. So who can we hear?
Yeah, so we have two keynote speakers this year. Our first one is Bob Goff. He's author and founder of Love Does, which is a nonprofit human rights organization in Uganda, India, Nepal, Iraq, and Somalia. So we're really excited to have him. He'll be speaking during session 1A and 1B. And then our Friday evening speaker is Michelle Poehler. So she's a creative and passionate social entrepreneur who talks about facing your fears. So it'll be really exciting to have both of them.
And there's a number of concerts scheduled as well. Who are some of the big performers?
Yes, we have two concerts this year. The first concert will be Wednesday evening, and that'll be Old Dominion. And the second one will be on Thursday evening, and that is Brett Young.
Now, during the sessions themselves, there are sure to be a number of very special commemorations and, of course, acknowledgments. I'm sure we can probably expect one to recognize 50 years of women in FFA.
Yeah, absolutely. For session 1A and 1B, that is one of the main things we'll talk about, is acknowledging the 50 years of women in FFA. So in 1969, women were officially allowed membership into the organization. So this marks the year that the delegates made that recommendation on the floor. So we're looking forward to that. And then also during session 1A, we'll recognize Firestone as a 75-year contributor to National FFA.
Now, one of the additions people were most looking forward to last year was the inaugural FFA Blue Room. Blue Room is back again this year. Is it going to be the same as what we saw last year, or are there maybe some new features?
Yeah, it's returning again this year. It's got some similarities, but some changes as well. We'll definitely still have the TED Talk style, where students will be able to go in and hear speakers from different companies talk about innovation. We'll have another area called Startup Street, where it'll be entrepreneurs and talking about how they started their company and how they used innovation. And then one of the highlights this year of the FFA Blue Room is the NASA Administrator, James Bridenstine, will actually be speaking with us on Thursday in the Blue Room. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, lots of great opportunities for learning and, of course, networking at the Blue Room. Well, a lot of opportunities are also available among many of the exhibitions inside the expo.
Yeah, so there's so much for our students to do at convention. You know, it's not just our general sessions, but we have the expo where we have more than 400 companies and universities who are there really talking about what they offer, what their company offers, what their school offers, and let students look into that possibility for their careers. Then the Hall of States is where each state comes and they feature pieces from their home state that uses agriculture. And it's a great opportunity for all of our chapters to visit different states that they might not get to during the year, right? So all of the 50 states are in one location and they can kind of like take a little piece of that state with them when they visit. And then, of course, we have our shopping mall, which we're really excited about because it's an opportunity for our students to get some FFA gear and really just wear that gear that promotes that they're an FFA member. The exciting thing about the shopping mall this year is the location where it's going to be will allow those who aren't registered for a convention to also browse in our shopping mall and purchase some things as well. So we're pretty excited about that.
Now, if there's any time left over after all that, or maybe even energy left over after all of that, a lot of people still don't know that there's a rodeo going on during the convention as well.
Yeah, so we have a rodeo as well, and that is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and it'll be up at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. So those who are attending convention can go online and purchase rodeo tickets and pick one of those evenings to go to. And the other thing that I think people don't realize, too, along with the expo and the Hall of States and general sessions, we also have student workshops, which is an opportunity for students really to learn some different pieces that they can take back to their communities. And we also have our National Days of Service. And we have 17 locations this year in the city of Indianapolis where students will be able to give back on Thursday and Friday and give some service projects to the community.
Now, you mentioned those Days of Service events. Is there still time for members to register and get involved?
They can go in registration and sign up. And while I think that most of them are sold out, there's also a waiting list, so they can always put their name on the waiting list if they're interested.
Well, Christy, what else is new this year?
So one thing that we haven't touched upon that's new this year is on Thursday evening, we are having a National FFA Foundation celebration dinner, and it's a dinner to celebrate our sponsors and recognize all of our sponsors and how much they give back, because our National FFA Foundation is celebrating 75 years this year, and you know they play such an important role in the organization, raising those funds that help us give back to our students and provide the programming that our students need throughout the year.
Now, in past years, there have been some pretty special surprise guests stopped by, from Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue to former Indiana Governor and Vice President Mike Pence, and even President Trump last year. Anyone we might expect to swing by this year?
The mayor of Indianapolis will give greetings, as will the governor, and it sounds like we will have some representatives from USDA and USDE, but not the secretaries.
Now, for those who are planning to attend, if they still need housing or other information, where should they turn?
Yeah, so just go to FFA.org, and then there will be a tab that will take them to the convention page, and that's where they'll want to go.
Now, Christy, how can folks stay connected at convention? Is there an app to download or maybe a social media hashtag that you're asking folks to use?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways. We ask that they use the hashtag FFA19, and then there is an app they can download. They just go to App Store and click in FFA Events, and that convention app will come up for them.
Fantastic. Well, is there anything else that we didn't cover that you really want to make sure people know before we head to Indianapolis?
Well, I think the only thing to remember is this year our venues are a little bit different. Normally, we have our general sessions in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and the concerts are in Lucas Oil, and it's going to be different this year. The concerts will be in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, but our general sessions are actually going to be in Lucas Oil Stadium. As a result of that, because it's a bigger venue, we only have two opening sessions. So we have session 1A and 1B as opposed to 1A, B, and C. So it'll be a little bit different, but I think everybody will be very excited about it, and I just can't wait to see all the Blue Jackets next week.
Well, sounds great. We look forward to seeing you there. And of course, thanks for being with us today and sharing all the details, Christy.
Thank you so much, Guy. I appreciate it.